Hundreds of Republicans jammed the ballroom in the basement of a Washington hotel last night. They went to pay their last respects to Bill Clinton, and PR Steve Inskeep attended the mock eulogy for the Clinton era.
So many Republicans turned up for dinner, you could barely squeeze through the room. Reverend Jerry Falwell sat smiling at a dinner table near the front. Further back, one-time Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork studied his brown dessert.
We're all extremely happy. In fact, you might say ecstatic.
In case you're wondering, Robert Bork says he agrees with the Supreme Court ruling that gave George W. Bush the presidency. But no matter how the last election had turned out, Bork says he would have been happy since Bill Clinton is leaving.
And in a sound country, Clinton would long ago have been hung upside down in a dungeon.
Just outside the ballroom, Lucy Ann Goldberg stood in a black dress. She's the publisher who helped introduce Monica Lewinsky to the world. Lucy Ann Goldberg held a glass of white wine as she chatted about her old client, Linda Tripp.
You know, she's had two massive plastic surgeries. The second one to correct the first one that was badly botched.
Goldberg said she wasn't really looking forward to this last night of Clinton bashing. She said all the jokes were getting old. On stage, humorist Christopher Buckley offered the best eulogy he could. Buckley stood between two funeral candelabras. He wore black tails, a gray waistcoat, and an ascot.
Ladies and gentlemen, dearly beloved friends, Roman and countrymen, only two more days to go. Peace. Still enough time left to broker our lasting peace in the Middle East.
Buckley said he looked forward to visiting the Clinton Presidential Library in Arkansas.
The newspapers reported that 50 trailer trucks will be required to transport the record of his presidency back to Little Rock. 50 trailer trucks. I'm sure they'll find an appropriate trailer park to put them all in.
For those who weren't planning to make it to Arkansas, the Washington comedy troupe known as the Capitol Steps celebrated the departing president in song.
Old man Zipper, that old man Zipper, when he says something, it don't mean nothing.
An honor roll of conservative pundits toasted 8 years of President Bill Clinton. Columnist Cal Thomas stood first.
So, I raise my water glass, and you raise your own glasses full of your own beverages, to the end of moral corruption in the White House and the return of a controlling moral authority in the White House.
Georgia Congressman Bob Barr was a leader in the effort to impeach Bill Clinton, and he offered a farewell poem.
May your disbarment succeed and your indictment proceed.
But Bob Terrell of the American Spectator announced that he would not go along with the attacks on Clinton.
I'm not going to toast the departure of anyone. I'm going to toast Jesse Jackson this evening. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, for what he has done to propagate the race.
Time and again, the evening of comedy turned strangely serious, as when Kate O'Byrne of the National Review began her toast.
Goodbye to the Boy Scouts as a hate group, the Marine Corps as extremist, to post office around health care, farewell to Kyoto, chemical weapons, test ban, and every other bad treaty negotiated by a president who keeps apologizing for America.
Emotions rose and fell, a little like the family gathering after a real funeral. Some of the air went out of the room when the program hosts played videotape of the burning Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. Maybe Lucy Ann Goldberg was right. Maybe the jokes are getting old. Or maybe, even as Bill Clinton prepares to leave, his enemies still find it a little hard to laugh. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.